Connected to CMN Network.
KZ8RUH. Look at you go. Good morning. You're out and about a little bit earlier than normal. I'm actually not. I'm actually sitting in my dining room and have finishing a coffee, and I will be out there momentarily. Ah, very cool. No better place to be than in your dining room drinking coffee. It's a chilly one out here. Uh-huh, 15 last I checked. Anyhow, I got the car warming up. So, all right, I'm going to toss the mic down, go rinse out my cup, and then I'll catch you on the road in a minute or two. All righty then, on the road. I am probably passing you wherever you're at on the road. I'm at 12 and a half at DeQuinder. Oh, you just passed me. I am at 12 and a quarter in DeQuinder. I'm passing Kenny's right now. Good morning, Dakota. Morning. Figured I'd catch you before you jumped out here. I'm putting some garbage in the street. I'll be back after 1. Thank you, guys. All right. Sean, did we lose you? I had some asshole sitting at the end of my street waiting to get out on the winter. They're just sitting there. You know, car's clear, there's plenty of room, they're just sitting there. I flashed my light, they're just sitting there. So I backed up and I decided to go into this little business parking lot and then cut out of their lot onto the winter. You know, when they see me back up, turn into that lot and go forward, then they go. I think I saw that person sitting there when I drove by. Because I thought, oh, I wonder if that's Sean. What a way to start the day. You know, and I bet they just had their stupid ass buried in their phone. You know, they just weren't paying attention until I, you know, backed up and, you know, did something to catch their gaze. They didn't notice that they were just being a butt nugget. Most likely, watching TikTok. Anyhow, cat videos are addicting, I get it. But, good morning. Good morning, Dakota. Wonderful Tuesday. It's supposed to get up into the 30s, so, yeehaw. I put an actual winter coat on this morning. My truck says 11.
Mine says 17, but I've found that it's consistently 5 degrees off. So, I don't know what's up with that, but I'm going to take my car in soon anyways. I'll talk to them about it and see if there's maybe the thermostats going or something weird like that.
Well, I got 18, but I just got on the road, so usually takes takes a few miles to get stabilized, but seems to be holding at 18. Anyhow, see that I was watching the news a little bit this morning, got up a little early, and I was watching the news, and apparently up in Richmond, did you see, there's, I don't know if you caught it or not, some pickup truck got sandwiched between two semis. I thought it was one of yours, Dakota, but it wasn't.
Dakota must be in the hole. Man, I think I did see that, and it looked nasty. Anytime you get a vehicle in between two industrial trucks, it's bad news.
Dakota, we still got you, or did the 2.6 drop? We may have to switch over to something else. Do you got anything else in that thing, Anthony?
Yeah, I can go over to LTS.
Yeah, let's do that, because I think that network connection is flaky on the 2.6, and I think we've lost Dakota. So, all right, I'm going to go over there as well. Okay, W8FU on the LTS.
All right, I'm over here, but as I was tuning over, I did hear you on FBI, so the network connection must be working sometime.
Yeah, I think it's up and down. That modem I've got in there is, as always, they're not the most reliable. Dakota, I was just saying up in Richmond there was a pickup truck that got sandwiched between two semis, and I thought one of the semis might have been one of yours, but now I don't think so. I was looking a little closer. I don't know if you saw that this morning.
We may have just lost him altogether.
Maybe he said, he goes, the 2.6 must have dropped, and so he went over there when we came over here.
Yep, who knows? Are you staying indoors all day today, or you got some stuff you got to get on the road for?
Well, I got all indoor work. I've got a job that I wouldn't mind doing if I have time. So just one, I'll probably do it, in the afternoon. And I don't have to do that. I've got some modifications I have to do at a couple of dispatch centers, but I got a lot of work I got to get done between now and next week, because I got a conference next week. So that's going to take priority. A lot of computer screen time this week, and phone calls and coordinating and things like that. So I can spend almost all of it indoors at my desk, but I got a couple of things on the burner if time permits. So very definitely maybe.
Well, it's not good that it's all in front of a computer screen, though. That's a bummer.
Yeah, but, I usually be working on something, then I got a guy that I have pretty much, he's my templating guy. Writing these, you know how weird it is to write archives for radios, code plugs. Imagine having to do that constantly, and they're all intricate and different. So I got to... I've always got a guy that kind of specializes in it, because it's just too complicated and involved, and there's too many moving parts. And then we have a bunch of other considerations. We are partners with the state, and they have a say, and we have to work directly in conjunction with them to work within the system that they set up, and then we have to do all this code plug creation. That's not the word we use. We call them archives. And a template is like on paper what's going to go on the radio. So a template would be what you put in and go, yeah, I like that. And then archive is what's creative that goes in the radio. We never use the term code plug in the biz. But so a lot of my work today is going to involve, doing communications with people, talking about interoperability, mutual, agreements of understanding, MOUs and stuff like that, and getting stuff done, and then I'll be working back and forth. So I'm not always at the desk is my point. I'll work on a little bit, then I'll get up and I'll go see my guy that does this stuff, and we'll discuss some things and then back. So, I get to mosey around a little bit. It's not all locked to the computer screen.
Well, that's good. I know days that I have stuck in front of a computer screen staring at Excel sheets and stuff like that, those are the worst days, for sure. I know.
There he is. We lost you. You stop and get gas?
He sent me a text that he was getting gas. I just didn't check it.
Yeah, I wanted to jump out and fill up real quick, and I just turned it off, but I can't do it. It'll be right back. But, on the road again.
There you go. Well, I heard you are gassy, so you got to gas up. Anywho, a little crispy, so you're probably in that funky area. We lost you for a second there. We, the 2.6 dropped, and, but we all came over this way, so that connection is for 2.6. That's another thing I got to get done today. I got to give a call to T-Mobile and find out when they're going to come back to the site and fix my mount for my dish.
Guys, give me a few. I just switched over to the phone, and we'll be walking into the office, but I'll hop back on. Give me one or two spins around, and I'll hop back in.
We'll be here. That was a little hot, by the way. I don't know if your TV changed or if you're holding the phone close. And, yeah, I'm in town, Sean. I'm going to be crappy until kind of a mile here.
I got a new phone. I might have to adjust the mic gain on the app that I use. I'll try to find it.
I'm not sure if you're Apple or Android, but I know the Android app, DD Switch, the gain is always way too high. It's usually about 3/4 still for the transmit mic, and you got to run that down to about 1/4. So I don't know if you're running the same app, but it's clear, but you are definitely pushing. Yeah, Dakota, that's... Year. Just, you know, a little snapdragon will pop, but 100%, no problem.
Yeah, it's just the building's in the low spot, so I got a couple hills to get out of town. Okay. Doesn't help, this is a 15-minute time, too, which, honestly, I don't really know that it performs any worse than my 2x4 in this area.
So I'm right alongside of your wife's workplace here. It's not a great site, but it's a site available for what we could do there. If there's anything would be useful at that location.
Well, you'd be, what, 10 miles north of the 2.6, and then a couple miles...
west. I'm trying to get some coverage into the Pontiac Waterford area, although Phil's machine does a pretty good job of that. I don't know the new site, if it's going to be as good or better or what. It should be as good, if not better. So that should be good for those guys, but we gotta figure out if we can get network into that site, get them on the... get them on the MI6. So I sent the coordinates and everything over to Freddie, have him do some calculations, see if there's one of the sites we could pick that tower up with.
Man, I wish I could visit you to my shop on Brown Road in Auburn Hills. Friggin' giant, I'm pretty sure there's a tower there.
Where did you say, on Mound Road?
Brown Road, Bravo Romeo. We have a yard right by Great Lakes over there. Up on a hill. I think there's a giant tower there. Settle down, I could probably talk to them and say, hey,
KE8RUH. Boy, do I want to know what happened. But you probably can't talk about it, so I'll have to hear about it later.
I don't know if I'm still carrying. TJ has been doing well. I'm in the on M59 coming into Utica here. But yeah, I think I know where that is. Is that the dump that you see back in there by the palace?
Andrew, that is definitely a face-to-face conversation. And Sean, it's I think north of there. Basically, if you take 75 north and you get off at Joslin, you hang a right, head towards Brown Road, it's right there. It's just, yeah, it's just past like the Meyer and all that, the Home Depot.
Yeah, Sean, you're starting to get a little rough on TJ's machine. So I don't know if you can switch over to UMP from there or what, but you were starting to fry some bacon there.
You're not quite down here yet. It's like a dark zone. That would almost be perfect for that bridge.
It would be a pretty sweet spot, because I know there's really nothing over there. You're stretching all the repeaters. I just don't know who I would talk to anymore about getting something like that.
Well, I can talk to you about that, so we'll talk about it. So I'm on 59 coming up here to the freeway, so probably just out a little ahead of you. And it's like a daybreak, so spring is coming. Not driving in the darkness anymore.
I did see it was breaking in my rear view just as I walked into the building. It was pretty nice to see.
By the way, Anthony, your audio is much better. Did you find it up high?
Yep, it was too high. I pulled it down to about a quarter like you suggested, and it's working wonderfully.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're an Android or Apple guy, but if it's Android, it's DG switch, and if it's DG switch, every installation runs that volume up about three quarters. It's way too high, and you got to run it down to about a quarter. So, okay, cool. Dakota?
What color did you get?
Oh, it's not a 17. I went with a 16 because it came in at work and it was free. So it's black. It's a 16 Pro Max, which is a giant phone. I'm not sure how much I like it, but the price was right, and I can always switch back to my old phone or find another one whenever something different comes in.
Oh, it is an Apple. What program do you use for this when it comes back around? I don't know if you're using Groundwire or repeater phone, or they don't follow all that closely. I am thinking about making the switch to the iVerse with my next phone. I don't know. We'll see. You know, there are things I like about them, and then there's things I hate about them, and it's time to try one again. Enough years have passed since I tried one before. And I do love this MacBook. Some guy gave me a pretty good deal on a MacBook, and I adore it. It's wonderful. Dakota?
That was my favorite phone I ever had. The only reason I traded it in was when I switched to T-Mobile. They gave me so much freaking money for it that I got a 17 Pro Max for free. And at that point, the phone was over a year old, so I'm like, well, what do I have to lose? Turn it in, get literally between switching and trade in $1,900, and I got a free 17 Pro Max. So yeah, I'd say you got a good phone there. I like mine a lot. And I've always been a plus or a max guy because my fat sausage hands, I don't like using, like when I pick up my wife's phone, I'm like, I don't even know how you type on this thing. And Sean, I don't think I will ever go back to working
professionally off of a Windows machine. I love my MacBook. If I need Windows, I got a VM on it. If I need Linux, I got a VM on it. It's just crazy what you can do with those things, and I don't think you'll be disappointed if you switch to iPhone. I was back and forth for a long time trying all the different Android phones and going back to iPhone and doing that for a couple of years, and I finally just settled. I was like, the iPhones just work. They're just stable. The AirPods are amazing, and I don't know. I simplified it is really what I was going after, and I do miss a lot of the cool stuff on Android, like the different hardware, because, you know, with Apple, all you get is Apple. I miss trying new stuff like that, but the reliability of just the phone just works all the time. I don't have to screw around with it. That's what I like.
It's been 20 years since I've had an Android as a actual everyday phone. Like, I have a couple Android phones around for nonsense and apps that don't work on Apple, but other than that, it's definitely an Apple phone that I've had forever. But Sean, I am on a repeater phone, and I have still got to set up GroundWire. I got my desk phone set up. GroundWire is set up. I just got to get all of the contacts in and start using it. But the repeater phone works fantastic. And if and when you're looking to test out an Apple device, let me know. If I have something in stock, I can probably get you a hell of a deal just to test with. And then if you like it and you want to upgrade to a brand new phone, that's on you. But I can find you a generation or two or three old, and it'll be much more cost effective than buying something brand new. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah, I actually want to make the switch now, but I'm about 1 year into a 2 year agreement with the T-Mobile, so I got until, you know, I think October. I can so if you see something, you know, that looks good, absolutely. Keep in mind, I don't want the great big one if I can avoid it. I think there's a middle one, which is you know. But whatever, beggars can't be choosy, right? You see something that looks good, I'm all ears. Let me know. I'd be willing to make the transition sooner rather than later. But I agree. You know, with I run my MacBook for everything. Personally. That's not true. I got a Windows machine. It's nothing special at home. It's the one that I generally stream on and watch my cat videos, and it's all my ham radio stuff runs off that because it's just easy, you know, and so that's dedicated, I would say, to ham radio and cat videos. And, then my MacBook is just, you know, for anything serious, work, and I take it everywhere with me. It goes everywhere I go. And I got a VM on that like you, and it works fantastic. I bought an outboard SSD, a really, really good one, super fast, and I got the super, super good chipset in the outboard enclosure, so I'm getting, like, super Boku transfer speeds, and I keep all my virtual machines off on that, so when I do a virtual machine, I do have to plug in my external drive, because I just didn't want to take up the hard drive space, which is adequate, but virtual machines just gobble up hard drive space, especially if you give them plenty of room to breathe. So I'm doing them on the external drive, and it works great. My one problem I have is with the new Mac silicone. I've not yet got the Motorola programming cables to work. I haven't looked into it deeply. It may just be a setting or something I have to do, or maybe it won't work. I don't know, but that was one thing with my old Intel-based Mac. It, when I fired up Windows, hold on a sec. When I fired up Windows, everything worked. I would plug in a USB to a serial adapter, and all my Motorola programming cables worked. It was just like being on a Windows machine. I have not yet got to that point
with this one. I'm not sure I can, but I'm also not sure I can't. So, TBD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I never thought of putting my VMs on an external. That's actually a really good idea because I usually don't use them when I'm away from my desk. That'd be pretty convenient because, like, my Windows VM is eating up, like, 450 gigs. But it's essentially, like, my second computer. It's, like, it's the Windows machine that I need for work with all the crap that I need on it. And with Parallels, I think the minimum Windows SSD size or hard drive size I can make is 250. So some things I learned, you know, I regret not getting a 2-terabyte MacBook. This one's only 1 terabyte. I regret not getting the Pro Max. I got the Pro. So next upgrade cycle, which who knows when that'll be because this thing's going to run forever. That'll be what I do. But that's actually a really good idea, and I've noticed the same exact thing. Just simple stuff, like trying to program an ITOM HD in my VM. It's a pain in the butt. I can't get the drivers to load in right for the USB cables.
Well, I can't say I share the same issues. I have, I unfortunately run multiple machines and do not run the VMs on the MacBook that I have. I should probably figure out how to do that and could probably then just run one machine and be good to go. But I'll figure that out at some point.
Yeah, of course, like we're saying, the problem with that is, with the Mac silicone, which, you know, I was thinking about buying the last, you know, the best Mac I could find that still was Intel. I think we're going back now a few years for that. And I was talking to Dave, and, you know, he said, yeah, you know, don't. And I'm glad I didn't. But, you know, there is that issue. By the way, I'm right behind the new Central Intake and Assessment Center. Wonder if this is affecting my signal getting in the Warren. I just came from behind it just now. So, but anyhow, I'm glad I got the latest, you know, greatest, you know, M3 or whatever the heck it is my chip is. Just got to figure out if I can get around that darn USB issue and see if I can get all that stuff running. If I could, that would be just like heaven. But yeah, running the VMs on a outboard drive is really good. That way I can dedicate plenty of space to them, and you know, and they don't gobble up. Same as you. I think I got a terabyte. You know, I wish I had two. And or do I got, I don't know. Whatever I got, I wish I had more. And but you know, I got what I got, and that's why I'm keeping the virtual machines off on the drive, the external SSD. I got a really good external SSD enclosure and drive, so you know, it's blazingly fast, and that's why I went with the enclosure and an SSD as opposed to a you know, a ready-to-go drive, because it's hard to find one that performs at the level that this setup I got. I'll send you the links to what I got. Anyhow, I just pulled up here. I'm going to switch over to the handheld, so I'm going to still be here, but there might be a, I might miss a round. W8FU.
I just pulled up 23 here, and it's bumper-to-bumper for whatever reason. Just no one knows how to drive. But yeah, you know, it's the downside to Max is you're kind of locked into what you got. You can't upgrade anything. And you got to make sure you get what you need the first go around. But I'm happy with mine all in all. Like, I probably don't need a Kali Linux VM. I probably don't need a Fedora VM. I probably don't need a Sequoia VM. I mean, I've got 4 VMs on there plus the native OS. So, probably not necessary.
There's only so many things you can do at once, so you probably don't need all those things every time. But I'm probably one of my last. Dakota, I should probably get to it. But I do think Friday I'm going to be able to meet up with you. So I'll try to text you Thursday, remind you, and we'll see if we can finally meet up and see make the exchange on those coats.
That works for me. Yeah, just let me know Thursday for sure. That way I know which truck I'm bringing and which coast, or which truck to put the coast in. They're still in my pickup truck. They've been in there for a month now. And I feel you, man. I'm either just not in the office or we're just busy and stuff. And in your adventures, have you come across a Apple iPad Mini with a USB-C? Let me know on cost, because I want one for my drone. I hate using my phone. The screen's not that big, but I can't use my phone while I'm flying it. So if you come across something like that, let me know what you got.
All right, I'll keep an eye out. I've started seeing every now and again iPads that are new enough to be USB-C, but I rarely see minis. So when I do, I will definitely keep an eye out for it and let you know.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. The only reason I want a mini is because I think that'll still fit in the mount that comes with the transmitter, but I could be wrong. I'll have to double check. If that's the case, then it doesn't matter what it is. It just needs to be USB-C, because I really don't want to use my 13-inch M4 iPad Pro.
Well, let me know if it can be just any iPad that's not a 13-inch, obviously. If that's the case, I will have a much easier opportunity to find one for you. So just let me know. In the meantime, I'll keep an eye out for a mini.
Right on. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll double check when I get to the office. I now that I think about it, I don't think an iPad mini will even fit, because my Pro Max, like, maxes out the mount. So, but I'll double check. And I appreciate it.
All right, cool. I will catch up with you soon. It's KEARUH.
All right, Anthony, sounds good, man. I'll talk to you later. I think that was that Wyatt? All right, nothing heard. NADBS, standing by.
Who was the KF8?
KF8, as I said, testing and testing. Hello, how do you copy?
Good morning. The audio is quite light, so I had a very hard time hearing that, but so I'm not sure who it is. Can you turn your audio off a little bit? I know Dakota's probably got a worse situation than I, because he's in the mobile, a lot of road noise.
I'm working on a handheld, that's all I have. I was just monitoring you all. I'm new to him, his technician, seeing how I come across with the radio stop.
Okay. Well, we can probably get you fixed up. Nice hearing you. Did I hear you last night on the CertNet? You know, the call is vaguely familiar. I was listening. But I didn't check in.
Oh, I wasn't last night.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, like I said, the audio is a little low, so I'd like to help you out with that so we can get you in here. Join the roundtable. Dakota, were you able to make any of it out in the car?
No, I was not. I'm deaf. But I was on the highway, and I just got off at 59 here, so I'm stopped, and I can actually hear now. And this radio setup, too, I was just thinking to myself, I need to order a couple things to get an external speaker mounted up on this little cage. So definitely light audio, but definitely not helping that I'm mobile.
It could be the distance and my antenna. I need to get a new antenna, and I'm transmitting from Melvindale. Sounds like you guys are in Warren and Waterford, Pontiac area.
Yeah, I don't know repeater you're on, but, you know, depends on. I'm closest. Right now, I'm not even on the repeater. I'm on the network with a Cisco phone, actually. Dakota's probably on, I don't know which one Dakota's on, because I think the UMP is not connected right now. Which one are you on, Dakota?
I am on Warren. I usually, by the time I get to about 26 Mile Road and M53, I flip over to Warren, and I'll run that all the way to the office if the if UMP is not connected. If UMP is connected, usually around Hayes, Chainerish, I'll switch over to that, but it's not connected, so run a Warren.
Looks like I'm on CT8LTS Detroit, so Peter.
Okay, well, that's a good one, that's for sure. So, well, you're into it really good. So your antenna and your radio, as far as that goes, the RF portion, you're doing quite well. We just got to find a way to get that audio bumped up. Which radio are you on, by the way?
It's about saying an RX-8HD Pro.
Okay, a lot of people have those, so I'm sure somebody could come along and probably tell you, yep, just go here, go to this menu setting and do this. Unfortunately, I don't know that one, so can't really help you there. But okay, very good. Well, Dakota, I am sitting down at my desk here, and I gotta get cooking. So I'm going to jump out of here and start my day. New person, let's get your name. I'm Sean, and I'm going to pass it over to Dakota, and I will listen for your name when you clear out, just so next time. Anyhow, this is W8FU, Sean, and I'll be clear after you guys. Dakota?
I'm going to do the same, Sean. I'm about a mile away from my driveway here. I was just thinking I need to bring a radio that I can put a headset on to the office because I finally moved back to the third floor after some changes were made. And I think I'll be able to work either UMP or Warren from there. I don't know how well it's going to sound, but I'm north facing. That's the only problem. So I'll have to try that out and see what I can do from the office. And, yeah, my name's Dakota at 8DBF. And I'm going to do the same. I'll listen out, catch your name and call, and maybe I'll catch you later. Over to you, NADBF. I'll be back to you.
My name's Taryn. I'm KS8FSX.
All right, KF8FSX, Taryn. Okay, very good. Nice hearing you, and we'll catch you next time. We'll get you squared away, and welcome. That's a new call, so I'm going to say welcome to the show. Take care. W8FU.
Thank you.
KJO.
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's Dave. Running into the office. How are you this morning? I'm a bit tired still.
Yeah, I'm on my way to where am I going? Flint today. You're running a little bit behind you.
No, not you, me. Haven't had any Java yet either, so gotta have to wake up. Well, anyways, what's been new with you, Tom? I think I'm gonna take the Friday off and head down to Dayton this year. I haven't been to the new location, but I think this year I'm going to.
I've never been, so, but I don't have time for that. I'm going to go to the Autorama with my kid this weekend.
Yeah, that's always pretty fun. I haven't been to the Autorama in years. But take some pictures for me.
Yeah, one of these times I'll get down there. Hey, I got to cut you loose. I got something getting me a ring here. KCKGO.
All right. I think I know who it is. They're wondering why you're running behind. 773. Catch you later, Tom. W8RIT.
CS8FSX testing.
KF8FSX, I believe it was. My call is W8RAT. My name is Dave. Good morning to you. Let me know when my signal starts to get a little bit uncopyable so I can clear. I'm heading away from the repeater this morning, heading into work.
Happy. My name's Sharon. How do you copy my voice?
I copy you just fine. You're holding the repeater just about picture-perfect quiet. Might want to see if you could raise your audio, maybe just speak up or choke up a little bit on the microphone if possible. Little bit light, but still copyable. Anyways, I think that's a fairly new call sign, if I'm not mistaken. So I'd like to say welcome to Ham Radio, and hope you have many years of fun ahead of you. What sort of aspects of the hobby do you like the most? What sort of grabs your interest?
Well, it is a new call sign. I'm working on studying for my general. I just got my tech last month. I'm looking to get into either Aries or Races. Hopefully, I'm actually a public safety dispatcher, and I'm an incident tactical dispatch as well, so I'm looking to get into the ham side of public safety.
Okay, very good. That's a pretty worthwhile endeavor. Let me ask you this. I have to figure out how to get touch with you. But let me ask you, what county are you in? Let's see how I can maybe put you in touch with somebody here to get active in, with ARPSC. Normally around the rest of the country, they call it, well, Aries and Racy. But here in Michigan, we call it ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Same thing, just a different title.
That sounds great. I live in Wayne County, and I work in Oakland County.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see. I'm not certain of exactly who let you know the contact for Wayne County ARPSC. I had to think about that. And I'm struggling right now to think of when they hold their nets, and even on what frequency. So I'm kind of clueless on helping you with. I'll pick up some information and help you out later. But that's pretty good. I've got a friend who's a dispatcher for Livingston County. I'm still trying to get him active with anything with amateur radio and such. But so far, I can kind of understand it. So far, he says, right now, just like, you know, come home and I don't really want to do any more radio.
That makes sense, but I love the radio aspect of it, and I'm really interested in learning more about programming them and antenna setup and being able to set up a mobile field command unit, things of that sort. So I guess I'm more interested than him in the radio side.
That's good. That's why you're here, and we're glad of it. well, let's see. Frankly, I don't know if any resources for anything of that nature here as far as maybe, you know, putting together a go kit. It's something maybe just take a look online, you know, do a bit of Googling. I don't know of any good resources for that. But I would like to let you know of one website that can kind of get you anywhere from A to Z in amateur radio. It has tons of links. There's a gentleman who has passed away, and I guess his family said, yeah, the website's so you know, useful to many hams, they kept it going. But if you go to AC6D.com, and I'll spell that phonetically, it's Alpha Charlie 6 Victor.com, that website should have anywhere from radio and antennas to, I don't know, Zanzibar, you know, for GX Phonetics. So that could probably be a nice start to other information elsewhere. Yeah, I'm going to have to do the same myself here, too. put together myself my own go kit. Maybe just like some sort of a server mini rack, but you know, there's a lot of interesting ideas people come up with, especially as hams. We can notoriously be cheap and use other materials not necessarily designed for it, and just adapt it for our own purpose.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've got that website noted down, and you said in Michigan it's the PSC for the Ham Public Safety Side. Is that correct?
Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, that is correct. In Michigan, it's known as ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Elsewhere in the nation, they know it as RACES. But same purpose, just a different name.
I've heard a lot of people or read a lot about people making their own dipoles. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. There are hams that do that. Basically what you would want to do is, you know, pick what frequency band you want to operate on. You know, if we're operating on 440 megahertz. So basically there's a formula that you would use to calculate the theoretical distance for each of the different bands. The higher you go in frequency, the shorter they become, and the lower you go in frequency, the longer they can be. So hams can, well, you know, generally speaking, a lot of us build on, you know, dipoles that may be roughly 70 foot per leg or 35 per leg, depending on what band, 80 meters or 40 meters for HF purposes. I don't really know of anybody who does many dipoles or such for microwaves, because I think at that time they get into feed horns. But, yes, using dipoles is quite common. People have made dipoles for, you know, this band and 2 meters out of all sorts of materials, usually lightweight aluminum, and they're not really that large. I'm trying to think offhand what the distance would be for a dipole for this band, but I'm going to hazard a guess and say it's going to be somewhere around, I don't know, 10 inches or so. For 2 meters, 144 megahertz, it's roughly about 19 inches per leg. But yeah, that would be something kind of nice and useful to do for this band and others.
Sounds good. I'll look more into that. I appreciate all the information.
Yeah, some guys have used some, well, they actually built some Yagi antennas. Sometimes just out of coat hangers, and then there's some guys who have done some for satellite communications, like they're talking with the International Space Station, and they've used a tape measure that they've cut for the appropriate length. So that's one kind of interesting method of building antenna using tape measure.
That's very interesting. I feel like it's a good idea to learn all of those things, because if you are in an emergency and you can build something to help you with your communications if other comms are down, and you can do it with parts that are around you, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it sure is. As I say, then we could really shine at that time when, let's say, we can do something to adapt for our own purposes. There's just kind of a little bit of a silly aspect. I guess there are some hams that have done a contest where they've used all sorts of materials that you would never have thought of, I guess, for antennas. You know, there's guys who have used, like, the aluminum lawn chairs for antennas, you know, adapted it So I guess, you know, there's just a contest who can come up with the wackiest antenna there. But, yeah, there's all sorts of things, even for emergency communications, that you can do to, you know, improve skills. Even, like, radio contesting could be kind of nice. But, like, you know, trying to work, you know, also, like, maybe for airline pilots, being able to pass messages quickly, correctly, and efficiently. So they do things like that, that can improve skills and learn how to operate your radio better on each up and such, so you can dig out weaker signals. So, but yeah, building antennas, might be able to find out some ways that you can get stuff on the air with materials you didn't think were available.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate all of your information. It's very helpful.
Okay, sounds good. Karen, nice meeting you, but I'm going to probably cut you loose after your final. I'm not too far from my work, and I'm going to get in and start my day here. So just want to say very nice hearing you out here, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do some more chatting in the future here. 73, and I guess I'll say 88 to you as well, too. You have a great day, Karen. W-A-R-I-T.
You too. Thank you. You have a great day as well at work. And hopefully we'll talk again. Stay at 8. FSX.
KF8FSX. KF8FSX. M-A-C-Z-R.
Kathy, did you say M-A-C-Z-R?
Correct. November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Welcome to Ham Radio, Karen.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I was going to jump in here and say, if you go to Macomb, A-R-E-S-C, that's Macomb, Alpha, Romeo, Papa, Sierra, Charlie, Macomb, A-R-P-S-C, you go to our website, and then you can find you can find a phone number and an email, and you can ask those guys how to get in contact with Oakland County or Wayne County, whichever one you prefer. But we've got a great group of 30 people and growing. We're new. And we're doing on all kinds of stuff. We built Yagi, you know, in like a little mini class at one of our meetings and break. And I was going to say, look at a J poll, a Juliet poll. Maybe look at the Ed Fong Juliet poll. That's the E-D-F-O-N-G, Ed Fong is his name. And I just built one, and it works great. And it's real easy to build. It's a piece of wire you jam into a piece of PVC pipe, and you can build it for different frequencies, and you can make a dual band, VHF and UHF. And, yeah, I built it this weekend, and it works great. Over.
That's pretty clear. That sounds good. I'll look into that J-pole by Ed Fong and see what I can do with it. Maybe I can come and join some of you all's classes, too. What city do you all meet in?
Break in AWRO.
Fields. What city is that? Clinton Township, I think? Yeah, Clinton Township. 19 in Garfield, the third Thursday of the month at 7:30.
Okay, that is a little hyped for me, so I'll go to that website you gave me from Macomb, A-R-P-S-C, and look and see if they can give me some contacts closer out my way. I'd appreciate that. Thank you for that, Wilkins.
Okay.
Break in AWRO.
Can make you out, but just barely make you out. I was going to say, if it's anything like this stupid radio, I have a tight 9800. It keeps switching the bandwidth from 25 kilohertz down to mid or narrow. It keeps changing all the time. Every time I change stations, and that lowers my volume. That's how they control the volume, by changing the bandwidth. So maybe if you could look it up on something on your radio, you can find a bandwidth setting or mic gain, one or the other, and maybe that'll help you with your audio. Over.
There is a break on the frequency.
KF8FX. Yes, that's what everybody's telling me, that my audio is very low. I did go into my settings and try to increase it, but since I'm new to this radio and new to ham, I'm not really sure how to do that. I'm using a Baofeng BF-F8HP Pro, if anybody can help me out with being able to raise up my volume.
N-8-W-R-O, break. Brian, you want to let me in?
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, greetings, Karen, KF8FSX. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N-8-W-R-O. My name is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'm up in Richmond, and I am part of Brian's group here, MacombARPSC.org, and we are the Aries group for Macomb County. However, I believe you might be interested in Wayne County, and Wayne County's website is just plain ARPSC.com. Correction on that, that's Oakland County's website, is ARPSC.com. And then for Wayne County, if you just Google Wayne County ARPSC, they don't have a very friendly site, you know, to say over the air, but they do have a site there. They do hold nets, and it should help you out. I'll turn it over to Brian for now. Thanks, Sean, for the assist. N-8-W-R-O. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I'm driving to work here. I'm running in the traffic. I'm going to say 73. Welcome to Ham Radio. And it's really great to hear you on the radio. This is NADVR, say 73 real quick.
Thank you, Tim, for that information. Thank you, Brian. Brian, have a great day at work. Tim, I will check out that Oakland site. I do work in Oakland County as a public safety dispatcher, so I will check that out. And I'll also try to check out the Wayne County one since I live there. KF8FX.
Yeah, I copy that direct. It's not engraved in stone to be a resident or work in the site for whatever group you register with, but they do kind of prefer you either working in the county or living in the county. And in our case, I think you might be a little too far out. Although you're always welcome to drop in our net if you can, but you might not be able to make it, I believe, from your QTH. And as far as your radio is concerned, if there's not a mic gain adjustment on it, it just might be what it is. So you'll have to kind of look at that. But, yeah, just like with the other guys, welcome to the group. Welcome to the hobby. You're going to really enjoy it. This is N8WRO. I'll be getting back to some desk work here. But it's a pleasure for the QSO. I'll listen out for you. N8WRO, clear after you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks to everyone who's welcomed me. I hope I'll be able to hop in more often. Some days I work, I won't be able to, but when I'm off, and in the evening, maybe I can hear you all again. I do appreciate everyone's help, and I will do some Google searching on my mic for this radio and see what I can do. Possibly putting a signal stick on this might help with my transmission. What does anybody think about that? See, I think.
Certainly, you know, improving the antenna on an HT is a one way to go if there's not a mic gain. Other than that, you know, HTs just inherently are limited. You know, just keep on trying. And, of course, it all depends on what repeater you're trying to get in. And naturally, the repeater is actually doing the heavy lifting, so you have to get into the repeater. But I'm up in Richmond right now, and with the FBI network, I'm hearing you fine. You're readable. You're just soft. But that's, you know, you can bring the voice up to, you know, the microphone a little bit more, know exactly where that microphone is. Typically, it's just a pinhole, and you have to kind of take a look at it. You'll get used to it. You just kind of get practice. So, again, welcome to the hobby, and NAWRO, I will be clear. Listening out, though.
Thank you. Appreciate the help. I copy you clear. KF8FSX. Okay.
Well, one more thing, Karen. Check the hole that is the microphone. It's usually down low on the radio, and make sure it's not plugged up with something. That might be it, too. NADZR out.
Good suggestion. Thank you. I'll check that out. And I think I'm saying 78 instead of 73, so I apologize for that. 73, everyone, KF8, FSX.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCAKGL.
Connected to CMN Network.
KCAKJL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8ZUZ, KF8FQW, radio check.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAWKPR.
KF8 DNF.
Connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL in the mobile.
KFACSP.
KFADRC, WD8KLL. How are you reading me there, Jack? I'm on my handheld in the truck.
Oh, you're sounding good. Just got a couple of cracklings. That's about it.
Yeah, right to that, and that's to be expected, I guess. So how you been, Jack?
Oh, very good. It's got sunshine.
Yeah, a little bit cold, but it's nice to have that sunshine for sure.
Yeah, that would give you a daylight time.
Are you mobile, Jack, or are you at home?
No, I'm on my handheld. The UV-32.
Okay, you're on a handheld there in Rochester Hills?
Yeah, that's where it is. Let me go on.
Yeah, you didn't make it. You're not holding the repeater there that time.
How about now? Is that any better?
Sir, a lot better. A lot better.
Yeah, that's what that 96, TYT 96 is.
That's doing a lot better for you. A little bit of crackle still, but I think it's probably on my end.
Well, yeah, but you're okay. I mean, your audio is excellent.
Yeah, I got that little Yaesu handheld, the FT5D, with the Comet 2x4 on the back of the truck.
So I said, how did you put that that 2x4 in the back? What I did... when I changed the pickup truck, now it's in the bed liner. No, I mean now it's in the pickup in the back, and it really sits on rubber.
Yeah, WDAKLL for ID. I think I told you what I ended up doing. I got a tonneau cover on the back of my my pickup bed, and I didn't want to put the antenna on the roof. Just too high and, mess up the paint. So I put a metal plate on top of the tonneau cover, Velcroed it, of all things, and then I put a metal strap or a grounding strap down to the frame. I don't know if I needed to do that, but I did it anyways. I didn't check the SWR before and after, but I should have, but it's that's how I got it, Jack.
Where you got that plate from?
Home Depot. I just literally went to Home Depot and I got a piece of just a little eighth-inch, I think, thick piece of metal.
I think that's what I have to do. I don't know what to look like. Do me a favor, when you get a chance, take a picture and send it, because I want to get one. Because it's in the back of that pickup truck. That's what the 2x4 is. I don't know, it's doing a job, but, I don't know, I have not checked the SWR either.
Yeah, if I think about when I get back, I'll look, I think I still got a piece of that metal plate left over, and I could just cut you a square out of it.
Yeah, that would be no problem. I might come by, I don't know when, maybe next week.
No problem, Jack. No problem at all. We'll get you set up there.
I don't have the cover yet on the back of the pickup truck. And, I don't know. I might have to make a hole Well, that 2x4 couldn't fit in here with the cover on.
Yeah, we'll figure it out there. Like I said, I just put it over on the top of it. Just put some nice big strips of Velcro, and it's stuck on the top.
It's good. Now he don't have no cracklings at all. I don't know where he's at, but he's sounding good.
Yeah, I'm almost getting 75 and Dort Highway there, so it cleared up a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be all right. So anyhow, what else besides the sunshine?
No, not much. Just doing some errands here today. That's about it.
I was today on a 10-meter this morning after the GM. And it seems like there's no one out there on that 10-meter.
Yeah, I took a peek this morning before I left the house, and there wasn't hardly anybody on 10. There was a few on 20 and 15, 17 in that area, but it's hunting POTA anyways.
I don't know, Greg. Could be too early for that photo. KF8, GRC.
Oh, no, they start early, Jack. There's always somebody out there doing POTA. Even at 9 o'clock at night, I can hunt guys down in California and Texas and all that, Arizona. They come in later at night.
Call that night birds.
Night owls, the night owls.
I guess so.
All right, Jack, we'll chat at you later there, buddy. WDAKLO, we'll be clear after yours.
All right, drive safe, take care, have a good evening. We'll talk again. KF8-DRC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KC8DZT. KC8DZT. From N8XLJ.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8-TFM.
I heard somebody out there.
88 TFM.
Yeah, it's Wally. W8 Victor Delta.
Hello. This
this is Davian. Picked up a kid sick from school, dropped him off, and now I'm on my way to a scheduled doctor's appointment.
Oh, very good. Part of town you in? I'm in beautiful Troy. Driving under 75 right now. I'm heading back home to Baltimore. I got a little bit of a drive. I figured I'd use this repeater while I was down here.
Yeah, it turned out to be pretty nice. My office is in the basement, so I was surprised I came upstairs seeing all the sunshine. Kind of good. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've been on the radio. I kind of switched vehicles for my work driving, and I don't have a radio in that car yet. So finally I'm back in my truck. So yeah, figured I'd dust it off and use it.
Well, it liked its brake because it sounds pretty decent. Sounds good. So what part of town are you in right now?
I'm at Hamlin and DeQuinder, and I'm basically going to Hamlin and Rochester Road, so yeah, on the Rochester side of town.
The world famous Hamlin Pub. That's where it all started, right there.
Yeah, when I worked at Crooks and Auburn Road, I think it was, that used to be like the watering hole 10 years ago. haven't been there in a while, but that was like the go-to over there.
Yeah, I knew somebody who was one of the original waitresses that worked for him when he started it at all, and now they got Hamlin pubs scattered all over the place. I'm sure he's since sold it, but good for him. A lot of people don't know that little mini chain was named after a street.
Yeah, I feel like I see them everywhere now. There's one, I think it's 25 in Van Dyke, and then at 22 in Hayes. I live at 22 in Chainer, so I feel like there's one at every corner now. All around Hamlin, of course.
Yeah, they got one in Richmond. Believe it or not, just south of town, maybe a quarter of a mile or so, not too far. They've got one in Chesterfield that I know of, so we go there once in a while. I don't say we frequent it, you know, it's not like one of our favorites, but it's also not one that we just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so sometimes we'll go there just for a change of scenery or something of that nature. And sometimes they get some pretty good bands in there, too. So I got one band that works for them a lot called Priceless. He's pretty talented. So sometimes we just go there to see the band. So but I think they got some big special going on right now on Sunday for chicken. It's supposed to be pretty reasonable. I think my son took me there one time, and it was pretty decent. Decent price and decent food.
Yeah, it's kind of the same for us. I think we probably ate there, you know, a year or two ago, but nothing bad, but, you know, nothing that, like, ooh, I got to get there. So, yeah, we'll have to throw it back in the rotation here pretty quick.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, we did one last time. We eat out a lot, I don't know, just because all the kids are gone. You know, blah, blah, blah. We don't want to deal with the dishes, everything else like that. So we tend to go out a lot. And last night, we had Mexican, and that was awesome. Tamales. I had tamales last night. And I thought, oh, my gosh, was that good. And it turned out good. So, yeah, I remember talking to you days past, but you're right. You've been gone for a minute. So I got radios and everything, and I got a handheld. Right now, I'm on a Motorola XTL 1500, which is a P25 radio, so I use some of that stuff, and then my personal truck, I got a XPR,
And then I just bought a tape that does everything, but I'm not sure where I'm going to put that one yet. That's a cool little unique device, but I'm not sure where I want to throw it. But I'll find a home for it. Right now it's my base station.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, in my truck I got a Yaesu FTM500. That's what I use here. Overall, I like it. I got a couple of complaints with it. And then I'm looking up. I was going to look for something for my Explorer that I normally drive now. But I can't really find anything that mounts cleanly in the car. Actually, this FTM500, the head unit, probably would be the best one to kind of fit inconspicuously where it just fits real nice and kind of looks integrated. I have a lot of customers with me all the time, so I didn't want to have like a ton of gear just sitting there. I kind of wanted to make it like a sleeper radio. I wish my MD9600 would fit, but I just can't find a good spot for it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll pick up another Yaesu. I think they have like one version down from the 500 that may fit. I might get one of those and put that in that car.
You can find one of those handheld mics. That'd be kind of cool. What protocol do you prefer? You like Fusion? You like DMR? You like P25? Do you have a particular digital preference, or is that just there because it's there? Don't really care.
Yeah, I really don't have a preference. I kind of follow the crowd. So if everyone happens to be on DMR, then I'll use DMR. But no, I don't really have a preference. I mean, I'd have to say Fusion's probably, I like that because it's nice and easy. But I got the 9600 mainly because of the satellite stuff I was doing. I got a RT3F, and then I got the 9600, so when I was dabbling with satellites, I'd use that one. But, yeah, I really don't have a preference. It's more just kind of following everybody around, you know, whatever mode makes the most sense.
Yeah, I'm kind of a DMR P25 buff fan promoter. But Fusion has got a great coverage area down here as well. You know, you look at the Eastern Michigan Link setup, and they go all the way up the East Coast, I guess you could call it, of Michigan. So they got a pretty powerful system, and they got, I think somebody said, one antenna that's like many, many feet in the air in Southfield. Then they got one over there on the west side. So they got a lot of nice, decent coverage, too. So either way, can't go wrong. I personally, I don't mind the Fusion part of it at all. I'm just not a Yaesu fan. I just for some reason, they just don't seem right to me. I own one. I own a FT5D or whatever the heck it is, that little handheld, and it performs okay and, you know, everything else. But for me, it just, I don't know. I'm just not, for some reason in my head, just not a Yaesu fan. So, Anycombs, I like those. I love Motorolas. Tim, NAWRO, he's got Kinect Systems radios. That thing sounds both audio out and audio in really, really well. Me personally, I really like Motorola radios, but the problem with Motorola radios is that you can't program them on the fly. You got to know where you're going and what you want to do with it before you leave, and that's what I'm talking on right now. But those things, like this one here, you drop it on your toe, you're going to need a doctor.
Yeah, Yaesu, I love my HF rig. I got an FT710. I think that's hands down the best value in HF radios that are out there. I love it. Not one complaint with it. But this FTM500, I'm an electrical engineer, so I really hate bad electrical designs, and this one's really sensitive to the input voltage, so they kind of cheaped out on the supply, so when it's cold, you get an electrical hum. You know, it kind of irritates me, but it's bought, paid for, it's mounted, it isn't going anywhere type of thing. So I'd say on the UHF, VHF, I'm on the fence with the ASU. They're not my favorite, but HF, love them. But I actually wish we had more D-Star around here for no other reason than the handheld that I would like to buy are all D-Star, just because I like them, you know, the high-end icons. But there's just not enough D-Star for me to justify it. But if we had a good D-Star repeater, I'd probably, that would be my excuse for purchasing one. I got a ICOM 705, so I would probably use that a little bit more. But yeah, but no D-Star, so it's one less thing I guess I got to buy. KE8PFM.
W8BD. Yeah, I'm used to waiting for the beep in this radio when it doesn't do it. I want to key the mic and waiting for the tone to say go ahead and talk. And I don't know if I can turn it on in this or not. I should look. Yeah, D-Star, southwest corner of the state. They have a D-Star there, and I thought I saw some D-Star in Lake Orion area or something of that nature, but I don't know what the footprint is. But, yeah, for some reason, that never really took off here, too. And, you know, and then that Kenwood radio, I think it was Kenwood that they came out, that 75 or whatever, that radio looked really nice, really heavy, really professional. But then again, who are you going to talk to, you know?
Yeah, with my 705, I can hit the Lake Orion repeater, but I've never talked to anybody on it. So once in a while, I'll turn it on and call CQ, and I never have anyone come back. I have more luck on DMR than I do. Well, usually I can get someone on DMR, but yeah, D-Star, I haven't had anybody on that repeater yet, but I can hit it from my house, so yeah, I go for here. But yeah, soon enough, maybe someone will add one to a tower here, and it'll give us all an excuse to go buy some stuff. But I'm kind of surprised that D-Star didn't take off, because I'm, at least with the group of people I talk to, I'm kind of shocked by the amount of IC705s that everybody has, so I'm kind of surprised that, you know, a D-Star solution didn't kind of get a foothold with how many people I know that have that radio.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing with, like, DMR P25 is you can get radios that are end of life, let's say. So let's say that police entity or a commercial entity or something of that nature, you know, they don't use them anymore. So you can get those. You have a lot of talented people out there. They can fix them, tune them up, rebuild them, align them. Put the missing parts in them and make them work again. I think that's the biggest reason. You know, this thing with the problem with D-Star, and this is just according to me, the problem with D-Star and Fusion and things like that is it's proprietary. You almost have to have their stuff. You know, you can't grab a Motorola radio, an old MTR 2000 or something like that, and make it go to D-Star, you know, but you can grab MTR 3000 or something of that nature, and you can make it go to ham DMR, you know, or SLR or something of that nature, and then you put it in, you clean it up, you never have to worry about it, aside from the thing, you know, getting hit by lightning. But the Fusion stuff, you got to buy their stuff. D-Star, you got to buy their stuff, and I really think that that's holding it all up. You know, the popularity and availability. So if you go to Hamfest and you see one that, you know, something's burned up, you pick it up for next to nothing, and you got a whole bunch of extra parts to make you, you know, keep your existing one going.
Yeah, I think the DMR probably around here is really the nicest one. I mean, the MI was a C5. I can't remember what the designator is, but that's got some pretty good coverage across the whole entire state, so I'm kind of surprised it doesn't have more use. I mean, maybe it would. I don't know. Maybe I'll put this 500 in my other car and then put the 9600 in my truck now that it's just used as a truck to pull my boat and sit in the driveway. Because, yeah, the DMR, that network, it's really nice coverage across the whole state.
See if anybody else wanted in. Yeah, the you
been a minute probably since you've listened to DMR. 5-1, Talk Group 5-1 has been really chattery for about the last year or so down in southeast Michigan. So if you haven't been there, come on over. You throw your call out, now somebody will answer. So 5-1, southeast Michigan has become popular. And when you get over into Oakland County, the WAAOAK, there's a handful of people on that one, Talk Group 8901, 8902. Usually you throw your call out on that one, somebody will answer. But I can almost guarantee if you say hello on 5-1, somebody's going to answer you.
KF8SCW.
Yeah, go ahead, call sign. I just forgot.
KF8SCW, this is Lucas.
Good. Go ahead. Put you in the rotation, then I'll go, and then Wally. Go ahead, Lucas.
Yep, I can hear you. I think I had an issue with my radio, but I'm back.
No, we said go ahead. The floor is yours, sir.
Oh, gotcha. I don't really have much to do with the floor, but I was just listening on your conversation. And, you know, it's always fun to hear people talking radio stuff. So, carry on.
Oh, yeah. That's what radio geeks do, talk about radio stuff and the weather. So, you know, you just don't cross the line. Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about politics. Don't talk about presidents. You know, talk about a bunch of benign stuff. So, go ahead, Damien. WABD.
Funny, my kids are like, all you guys do is talk about radios, because that's all they'll hear me talk about when I am on the radio. And I said, yeah, well, what other hobbies do people not talk about stuff? I mean, when we go fishing, all we talk about is fishing gear and fishing equipment and tackle and electronics for fishing. You know, if you guys are doing hockey, you're talking about stuff with hockey. Like, how is radio even that different? Yeah, I guess you got a point. So, but that's okay. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, my wife calls us a bunch of girls. She says when I'm talking, you guys sound like a bunch of girls. I go, okay, but yeah, you're right. You know, radio, you talk about radio, you know. My son is obsessed right now with his RC car business stuff. He's actually pretty good at it, but that's all he talks about. And, you know, you're being nice and you're nodding your head up and down, but realistically, I don't care. I mean, just win some races, come home with a trophy, you know, I'll come watch your race, but I don't really care that, you know, this gear made out of unobtainium is better than this gear made out of brass. I really don't care. Oh, I forget the third person's name. Gosh, I should be better at this. Go ahead, WABD.
I think it was Lucas, but I didn't hear anything, so I have to get him on the next one. But I'll tell you what, I'm gonna listen out here. I have my doctor's appointment here at 3:20, so I'm gonna be clear here on your final and go take care of that. So it was nice chatting with you, Wally. Lucas, if you're still out there, take care. And yeah, I'll be clear on your final. This is KE8TFM.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. If you're still there, Lucas, go ahead. If not, pleasure talking to you. You're always welcome. And chat later. 16 Mile in Grosbeck. That's what it says. Heading home. WAB.
KSAFQM listening.
Quiet.
Sorry, I had a copy. Say again.
I said, I watched some of your videos. Nice job. You've got a lot of talent, young man. WHBD, handle here is Wally. Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee.
WABPD, and thank you, I appreciate it.
Whiskey 8 Victor Delta.
Whiskey 8 Victor Delta, correct?
Yes, sir, that's the call sign.
Roger, well, how is your day going?
My day is going pretty good. I'm looking forward to working less and less days each day as the day goes by, so that's good. I had to run out to Troy and do about a couple hours of the driving to check out a customer for an air compressor. I'm watching all these idiots drive and cutting off Kroger trucks and everything else like that. So far it's going pretty good. I have to ask you, what got you into ham radio? What sparked it? Did you know somebody, or did you just do some research and decided, hey, this is for me, or tell me the story?
Roger, well, I started with the Radio Oddity GA2S. It's not a ham radio. It operates in the FRS band. I think, isn't it like 480 megahertz? But anyways, I got my first ham radio 3 years ago. It's a Baofeng AL-152. It's a 10-watt HT. And I got it for Airsoft. I still play it, but I don't use that radio anymore for it. But use that to get it just to look cool and stuff. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know what ham radio was. I didn't know there was frequencies. And after a while, I put it in my closet for a year, and then randomly I just took it out. I just took it out of my closet, turned on the radio, and I was just pressing random buttons. And finally, I hit scan, and I didn't know what that did. And I started scanning their frequencies, and I didn't hear anything cool until I reached, what was it? It's in North Branch. It's like a DMR repeater. Or it might be analog, I'm not sure. But I thought it was like a buzzing noise every couple seconds. And I used to think that somebody was sending out Morse code because it was every 10 minutes or so it would send out Morse code until, well, now I know it's the station identifying itself. But I started listening to that more and more, and then I just Googled what kind of radio it was. It was a ham radio. I did some research about that. And then I started getting more and more in tune. I learned what DCS is, CPCSS. Started getting more advanced with that. And I started listening to people's conversations, and I wanted to talk to them, but I didn't know you needed a license, so I Googled that. You needed a license break. And I wanted to talk to them, so I was listening to them for about a month or so, and I finally had enough of it, and I studied for my tech and got it.
So there is no outside influence other than you were interested, you started listening. Oh, congratulations. A lot of times there's influence. My dad did it, my grandpa did it, or something like that. So that's one of the nice things about the internet. You know, I mean, a lot of older people like myself, you know, think like, oh, the internet's going to ruin the world or something of that nature. But in this particular case, I think it actually enhanced you and you were able to learn from it. So I guess there is a plus to the internet.
Yeah, that's really how I learned the basic stuff, like, well, I gotta go, my dad's calling me, so I had a pleasure talking to you, because I've been meeting you, and 7-3, I'll be sharing your last, KF8, FQM.
You know, that's true, look how far you got, but, are you going to any clubs or meetings or anything else up there?
Sounds like Wally, his dad was calling him, so he signed out.
Sorry, go ahead again, Wyatt.
His dad was calling him, so he signed out while you were talking there, Wally. W8BPD.
Oh, very good. Well, I kind of wanted to hear the story. Everybody's always giving the kid advice. I just want to hear how he did it. Self-taught, amazing. He's just no influence, you know, no grandpa, no daddy, no uncle. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, currently he's learning code on his own, just using the internet and what he hears. So, talented young man, from what it looks like and sounds like.
Yeah, what makes me happy, have I sure keyed, I'm sorry. What makes me happy is that there's value there, you know, he's using it as an educational tool, so that's really good.
Go ahead, Wyatt.
Yeah, Roger, I'm back. My dad called me.
So are you going to get your dad into ham radio?
No. He wants to do it, but it's hard to say. Like, I reminded him, so his goal as a kid is he wanted to do Morse code, and me getting my ham radio license, he forgot about it, that goal, really. And then when I got my ticket, it reminded him of that. And he wants to get it, but he's not, like, listening to me. I say, like, you got to study and stuff, but he just doesn't believe that. But he wants to do Morse code only. And I'm trying to teach him, like, HF and stuff and propagation. And, he wants to get into ham radio, wants to do Morse code only. I'm trying to convince him to do some SSB or STA or some UHF, VHF, but he only wants to do Morse code.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, well, I'm almost home. That's why I usually don't talk, in the morning round table on the way to work, because it's only a mile and a half for me. But, yeah, I just jumped in there to let you know when he had signed out. You guys go ahead and continue to rag to, and I'll be standing by. W8BPD.
Currently connected to CFA.
CFA,
FTA.
Well, I can go ahead. What made you get a ham radio?
Many years ago, I came from a small town on the west side of the state, Pawpaw, and there was a guy that I knew that was the radio technician part-time, and he had some other odd jobs and everything else, and I worked on the fire department for a little while, and I worked on the ambulances for a little while, and he was the radio technician, and he lived in the same town, and he was telling me about it, and he was the one that actually helped me get my license, so that's how I kind of got into it. I was into it hot, heavy, and now I'll date my... And then I got a job where I was a traveling salesman, I was on the road all the time, and then came cell phones. And then once the cell phone came, I dropped out our mobile phones or whatever you want to call them. And once those came out, I kind of lost all interest in ham radio, and I got back into it, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So there was a long stretch of my life that I wasn't in it. But it was all because of a guy who called us NHGH, or at that time it was called KBHPL, and it was all because of him, all because of one guy.
Really, well, that's awesome. That's kind of like the first story I've heard. Well, one of the stories I like heard is that they go on like a CB radio and they start scanning and stuff. But yeah, that's awesome. And I feel like ham radios are way more fun than like. This is my opinion. Ham radio is way more fun than any phone could be.
Yeah, what are you talking on right now? Are you talking on that any tone?
Not talking on my phone. I'm echoing. I'm ready. I got the antenna, the any tone, the power supply. I don't have the coax cable, so I need to wait for that. But maybe tomorrow at the earliest or this weekend, I should be able to get it.
What's the closest the antenna to you on the, they call this the M1 network. What's the closest antenna to you on the M1 network?
What do you mean, like, repeater-wise?
Yeah, what's the closest repeater to you that would connect you to this?
Oh, KFDI, yeah. And the M1 network, yeah. It's in Romeo. I can hit that clear as day with my HT. And I'm about 14 miles away from the Romeo repeater. I'm in Emily City.
Well, that's pretty good, actually, because that one needs a little bit of attention. Yeah, the ones down here are owned by the FBI. The ones that are all connected up are owned by Central Michigan. So when you talk to lots of people, lots of real estate.
Roger, yeah. I had a question about, like, the range of my setup. So I'm running at Anytone 778. That's 25 watts. And a Diamondx 50A. I'm mounting it on top of the roof. I have a two-story house, so let's just say, 30 feet. What do you think the range on that would be? I'm thinking like 50 miles.
Yeah, 50's kind of pushing it. You might get 30. And then, of course, a lot of it is dependent on the leaves, the weather, line of sight, things of that nature. This time of year, you always get more distance than you do in the summer because there's no leaves on the trees. There's less obstructions. So that has stuff to do with it. I mean, there's all sorts of things, but, you know, for sure you'll always get 20. And then the rest of it will just be, weather or line of sight conditions.
All right, Roger, I was just wondering. I'm really excited about setting up this radio and the antenna. I love HTs. I love, you could say collecting HTs are so fun. I want to get a DMR, DM32 by Bowling, just to access some DMR repeaters or something. I think MIT DMR, I was just wondering,
Have you ever been on the Central Michigan Emergency Network website yet? Have you searched that?
Yes, I have once.
That's a great resource for you. It'll tell you where everything's at, how it's all interconnected. It will help you with the DMR aspect of your learning, and it will tell you where all of the VHF and UHF repeaters are that are around you.
Yeah, I think I remember that, like the map of Rob repeaters. Yeah, I really want to get DMR to do, like, color films and stuff. They say it's kind of like a learning curve, but I'm so used to analog now. Because I've been doing it since, I've been listening to analog and doing stuff like that for like 8 months now, so I know most of the stuff, but you ever seen DMR, packet radio? I really want to do packet radio because I see the presentation about it, and I just think it's kind of cool how you can like email somebody without the internet.
Well, good. I wish you best of luck on all of it. Well, Mr. White, I'm going to let you go. Good luck with everything you do. Very accomplished young man, and keep it up. You're doing well, and you're learning a lot of skills that are well beyond radio, so you'll do well. I will talk with you a little bit later, and I'll be clear up to yours. Name's Wally. Call sign is Whiskey 8 Victor Delta. Chat later, young man.
Roger, well, thank you, and you have a good rest of your day, 3, and yeah, hope we get to talk again soon, and this is KFA, FQN, 7-3, and clear.
Okay, station, this is Kilo Delta 8, Zulu Sierra Kilo, mobile, copy?
KFA, FQN. You kind of cut out there, so I don't know if you're calling out to me or somebody else.
Oh, no, I was calling you. I just didn't get the rest of your call sign. This is Kilo Delta 8, Zulu Sierra Kilo. And I heard you mention email, you know, with packet. Don't know. Have you looked into WinLink? WinLink, WinLink, .org.
Roger, I've heard of WinLink. That's how I knew about the emails. I went to my first meeting last Tuesday for my local hand club, and they were talking about WinLink. That's kind of what I was referring to. But my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Quebec November.
Yeah, I got it. Foxtrot Quebec November. Okay. Yeah, very good. All right, as long as you've heard about WinLink. Because that's about the easiest way to go ahead and learn how to send emails and forms and those kinds of things via radio. But also you can get information in, because it was originally used for sailing ships, and they would want to get, you know, messages in from the WinLink servers, specifically the weather.
WFU real quick.
WFU, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Wyatt. Good afternoon, Keith. Hey, Keith, I just wanted to let you know, there was a girl out here earlier, KFA, I think it was F something F, I'm not sure, she's in Wayne County, and she was very interested in ARPSC. So I was going to give her your call and name, but I didn't have an opportunity. I just wanted to give you the heads up on that. I'm sure she'll be reaching out.
Very good, son. Very good. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, we had another young woman join us this year, too. So all good, and hope you're doing well. KD8ZSK, Wyatt, back to you.
Hi, Roger, yeah, I listen to packet radio sometimes. I'm not, good afternoon, Sean, and, it's nice hearing you on the air again, and, back to what I was saying, I hear we have a packet radio frequency for up here. It's 146.050, and you can't really hear any. I mean, you can hear something. Maybe that's like that fast data burst. But yeah, it seems like a little equipment you need. It's like a I know it's like FT8 kind of, but it's not. It's like hooked up to your computer. I forgot what it's called, but it's like some sort of like other computer, you say, or something that like sends that into data, and then, yeah, you have your radio that sends it over the air and stuff. But, yeah, that's been something I've been wanting to get into since that meeting, which was 2 weeks ago, maybe.
All right, gentlemen, let me jump out of here. I'm at my next destination here. I was just on my way from point A to point B. So you guys carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to get that information to Keith. Who will take it after I'm clear? W8FU, take care, guys.
There it is, W8FU. Okay,
yep,
I'll watch for that. Thank you. We can always use folks that that want to join up because we've got tasks for everybody, even if they don't have the ability to make meetings. Like right now we've got a fellow wants to do more but can't join the meeting, so he's got some very specific tasks that he's helping with, and it's been fantastic. Wyatt, back to you from KD8ZSK Mobile.
Oh, wait, what happened? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm sure it's me. That was weird. I called him a shout out on me. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad I'm happy for you guys, people joining, you guys in the group there. And, wait, I know your meetings are like every Thursday of each month. I've been meaning to go to one. I'll ask my mom if I can go to a meeting. I know where it's at and stuff, but, well, yeah, I'm happy for you guys.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but my activity isn't really a club. Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. We're more of a group of people that get together in service of the community for things like eyes and ears at marathons or communications for when communication systems that are normal are out, like cell phones or something. You know what you might find interesting to do is take a repeater in your area and follow along with the simulated emergency test, or better yet, get involved.
KFAS, Glenn Friday. That whole transmission, you were barely audible. Most of the time, you were just like really staticky. I could barely make out your voice.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in what we call the RF Badlands of Ford Road. I'll tell you what, if you got my call sign, look up my email, and I'll tell you what I was talking about in email, all right? KD8ZSK.
KFAF, Glenn. Sorry, I didn't log your call sign down, so can you say your call sign phonetically for me, please?
Yes, this is Kilo Delta 8 Zulu Sierra Kilo. That's KD8ZSK.
Roger, Kilo Delta 8, Zulu Sierra Kilo, okay, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Well, I had a pleasure talking to you. I had a good time talking to you, and it was a pleasure meeting you. I don't think we've talked before. I don't recognize the call sign, but hope to talk to you again. And KFA, FQM 73, and you're on your left.
All right, yep, great talking to you too. Enjoy learning all these new things. I think that's fantastic. That's really great for you. But you're on a great learning journey, and you can go as wide or as deep as you like in amateur radio. 7388, is that it?
Roger, KFA, FQN, clear.
KD8ZSK, W8RCY, got some information for you.
So go ahead, RCY station.
I overheard your conversation with Sean, and he was mentioning a lady there that was in Wayne County. I will try to get to you as briefly as I can, so you don't have to, like, pull over and write it down. But the lady's first name is Karen, and the last three letters of her call sign are kind of easy to remember. Foxtrot, Sierra, X-Ray. KF8 is the common new ham calls for the prefix. So the suffix is Foxtrot, Sam, X-Ray, and her name is Karen.
Thank you, RCY. This is KDHSK, and I copied Karen, FSX, that's Foxtrot, Sierra, X-Ray. Thank you. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for the email. Appreciate the help.
Yeah, we heard her the first time this morning, and I didn't join in the queue show, but I was monitoring, and I wrote her information down. I have it in my log, so I'm just conveying it. So, like I said, it's KF8 FSX. I'm out for now. You have a great day. Careful on the roads. W8RCY. We're out.
All right, very good. Very good. Anyway, I am driving the pothole. 7:30 from KDHSK.
Thank you, Donald, for being such a helpful person. You are so nice. W-A-D-D-D. Yeah, once in a while I slip up and I do nice things for people, and somewhere down the road I'll get bitten for it, but that's okay. That's just my nature. W8RCY.
Well, I'm going to be more helpful in the future, because I figure 20 days from today I'm going to drop my paperwork, and I could be retired as soon as the end of March. Or these jerk-offs might keep me all the way to the end of the year. I don't know, but I'm going to have the shining side working on coming up, finally.
Well, I, not to go into too much detail, knocked some debt out, and nearly bankrupt me, but my government checks and everything will be much larger now, so... who knows, maybe one day I'll have an APN or some nice P25 radio. May not have anybody to talk to, but I'll get one.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be getting an ATX radio sometime in the next 4 or 5 months. But I'm not going to be able to talk to any of my friends on it. I'm with Warren Cert now, and when Sean's office gets the radios programmed, that Warren PD turns in. They take 50 of them to have them reprogrammed for us on CERT. It'll have one talk loop, one channel. That's it.
That's kind of like how my Moto Turbo is set up. I have just one set channel, but I have a lot of repeaters I can hit. And, you know, I pretty much stay wide with it. So I'm not complaining what this thing can do. And I'm on my Moto today. Yeah, I was on the Wooks on yesterday. That's what I was on yesterday. Tomorrow will probably be the booth weighing again. If you hear an echo, I apologize. I'm in the same room with my desktop radio, my XPR.
Yeah, well, I'm using the XPR currently because I just got home. I'm sitting on the love seat in the living room because it's just me and the dog because everybody else is still at work. All right, yeah, I just wanted to jump in there and say hello. And very nice of you to be so helpful. But when I find out and I, you know, get retired or something like that, we'll have to make a lunch date. Just go out and get something to eat.
I'm sitting on my love seat, and I just finished up a pizza bowl from Marco's here across the street. You might have heard of them. But, yeah, that's what I had, a meet with her, basically a doughless pizza for an early dinner.
I ate my lunch late today because I have to go bowling. And I usually don't like to fill up before I hit the bowling alley, so I eat afterwards at about 10:30 at night. Yeah, that's why my physique is so macho looking. Anyways, let me feed these dogs. They're at my toes because it's like 10 minutes to dinner time. And they're both looking up at me like, feed me now. I will talk to you later and look forward to getting together sometime after I retire, hopefully in a couple months, two, maybe three.
Connected to CMN Network.
Most definitely, we will connect and, get into some kind of trouble during the lunch hour, for sure. Have a good afternoon. Good luck tonight. I think you said you were going bowling. And, yep. I don't know what's on tonight. I don't even have a clue. Oh, yeah, some guy standing somewhere out in Washington is going to have some big speech tonight, but I definitely will not be watching it. I'm not interested. I'm not saying I'm not interested in what he has to say, but I just have issues with the other people acting like children there, and I'm just going to leave it at that. WARCY, have a good night.
Yeah, thank God they don't put that stuff on in the bowling alley. WADPD, I will talk at you later.
You said there's children's programming on? When? Where?
I believe it starts at 9 p.m. Some Capitol building out in Washington, D.C. Some guy's going to be up there giving a speech.
Oh, Orange Julius. Nah, I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it either. I'll probably fall asleep because I haven't got a nap in yet today, and I've been up probably since about 3, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, have a good afternoon. I take it you're probably now on your way home as well, so you yourself, sir, have a good evening, and, yep, I just, like I said, I got to do dishes now from my pizza bowl. WARCY.
There you go, pizza bowl. Nah, not feeling it. That's not a bad idea, but not feeling that one today. But in fairness, I don't watch any of them. I can't even tell you. I don't even know if I've ever watched one. You know, of course, you see clips afterwards, but I don't know that I've ever watched the State of the Union address. And I'm certainly not going to make an exception tonight. So I made it sound like it was about who was giving it, but it's not. I just don't watch those.
They end up bowling, so they don't put them on in the bowling alley. I just found that there's no hockey games until tomorrow night. So, they'll probably have basketball on. WADPD.
Yeah, one thing about that with the hockey game and what's going on tonight, the head honcho has invited the men's hockey team to the speech tonight, but the women have not been invited, or they were invited and turned it down. I'm not sure. But so much for equal, you can fill in the blank. I don't know, but I mean, both teams, you know, winning games, overtime, gold medals, and only one of the teams either accepted the invite or were the only ones to get invited. I find that kind of like to know exactly what happened there. All right, for the 50th time, WARCY, I got to go do dishes.
Actually, it's a cardboard box.
Yeah, burrs. Anyhow, are you back to regular bowling? Is it your league play, I'm assuming? That's what I got to assume.
Got all the stuff out of my system. Regular bowling.
Got a little crispy there. Didn't make out, but it said regular. So I'm assuming regular bowling. All right, I'll let you get to it then. I'm going to continue home. I got to get with John, OD. He's printed something up for me I got to get from him. Although, no hurry.
Yeah, I walked across the living room with the HD. All right, yeah, I got all that tournament stuff out of my butt, so it's all back to regular bowling and all that good stuff. Anyways, I got to go feed the dogs. They're looking at me. It's 5 to dinner time. Have a safe drive. 73 WATTD.
All righty, catch you later. W8FU.
John, Brian. Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is W8BPA Mobile.
Good afternoon, Vladimir. W8BPD.
W8BPD, W8BPA. Yep, yes, Ryan, you're right, Vladimir. I am on Beaumont on 13 Mile, and Woodward is not actually Beaumont anyway, anymore. It's Corwell Health. Okay, I heard your voice, and I decided to jump in. So, this is all what I wanted to tell you. I'm okay. Are you okay? Back to you.
Well, we're trying to enjoy this cold snap, but looking forward to the 40s we're getting at the end of the week. Other than that, everybody's happy and healthy. And doing what we like to do.
Roger, Roger. Okay, in the meanwhile, I've just arrived to my destination. I'm going to pick up a passenger, my rider, at 6 o'clock. Well, he's at work here. He's now going home, too. Okay, and after that, I'm going home, too. I have my dinner. Okay, Brian, W8BPA 73, my friend. Talk to you later, maybe at the club meeting. Over and out.
Very well, Vladimir. Drive safe. W8BPA from W8BPD 73.
Mobile. You're connected to CMN Network.
Talking and then it faded back down. Maybe more gain.
Okay, is this any better?
Could have been me.
Here he is, just quieter.
Okay.
I'll have to check and see where the gain is.
Yeah, that sounded really good. You were high on the volume. You shouted fine.
All right. Let me kick the gain up a bit. I'll be back. All right, I just tried a different channel just for the heck of it. Did this accomplish anything?
Yeah, it was louder. You got more static. You said it was a different channel, so it's probably further from the repeater.
Yeah, I went farther away. All right, I'll be back.
Was the call sign KF8EIC, as in Bravo India Charlie? Good afternoon. My call is W8RIT, and my name is Dave.
KF8BRC. D is in Dave. RC.
Okay, very good. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dave. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, it was Monday all over, I'll say that. I'm glad that the work is done, so I got tomorrow to start afresh. So, well, I'm just glad that the day's over. How's that?
It's always the same thing with me. The day's over. That's what a good count.
Well, I don't want it to be forever. The day is over. I'd like to have others, but we'll see how that goes. Well, anyway, it sounds like you got a fairly new call sign. So I'd like to say welcome to Ham Radio. And let me ask you, what sort of areas piqued your interest here with Ham Radio?
My first year, I was, I passed the test on March last year, so that's my first year anyhow. But I've been on the radio a lot. Everybody knows me around. My name is Jack.
All right, very good. Yeah, when I got licensed, boy, I think I just about lived on the repeater. I had a very good friend of mine I haven't talked with in a while. But we were always out yakking, and then it got to be so people would joke with us and say, yeah, it's the Bob and Dave show.
I got you what you're saying. Yeah, sometimes it happens like that, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen. So, anyhow, where your location at? Because I'm over here on John R. and Auburn Road.
Okay, well, my home QTA is in St. Clair Shores. I'm over by, basically 9 Mile in Jefferson, 9 Mile in Harper, that area. But I am currently driving. I'm heading eastbound on 994, the path of Lano, so I'm approaching downtown Detroit.
Roger, yeah. Well, I'm heading home, so I haven't got home yet, so you know how it is when you get home, it'll be the whole day is nothing, you know, exciting, so that's how it is, Dave.
can certainly understand that. Ho-hum, but you know what? Nothing, maybe nothing exciting is happening, but that could also be a positive thing there, too, as well. Because there are some people that do have a bit too much drama in their life.
I guess you're right about that. Anyhow, Dave, good talking to you. We'll talk again, probably. And I'm always in the listening on this station, so 6.2. So we'll talk later. KFA-DRC.
Okay, sounds good, Jack. Nice making your acquaintance, and yes, we'll most certainly be out and about, so we'll yak at you later here. So anyways, you have a great day, sir, and we'll talk with you later. 7-3 for now. W-A-R-I-T, and I am still monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
FSU, hopefully I got rid of that echo. Monitoring.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
Echo Tango, Quebec. This is KF8, FSQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot 0, Quebec. Go ahead.
To CMN Network.
I'm trying to figure out if I configured my radio the right way or not.
Well, from my perspective, it's configured to connect to the W8CMN network. If that's where you're trying to connect, that's where you're at.
Thank you. I'm connecting through the KFBI computer to the, yeah.
Roger, roger. I'm out of Fenton. I'm coming in through an All-Star node, but typically when I'm up in town, I will connect through the repeater in Holly. GDPQ.
NHVDZ Mobile.
NHVDZ, how are you doing? This is QO Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec.
I am doing good. I am doing real good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Just hanging around home tonight, or you got something going on?
I'm going up to the MISD building to meet up with y'all over there for a short few minutes.
That's right. I got to do a signature for you or something.
Yeah, you have to make sure they know how to front panel program one of my radios.
Yeah, you should be able to do that. It's not too difficult, eh?
That's been done numerous times over. I just haven't gotten the sign-off for it yet.
Is that the final one, and then your L1?
That's the final one that I'm L1 and with majority of L2, except for, like, a few things done.
Excellent. Keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. See you in a little bit, I guess.
Copy that. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by mobile.
for the legality, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
This is N8DDZ. I'll be clear from this channel and QSY2 statewide 1.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FSO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8S, WATAP. KF8S, WATAP.
Must be feeding his Amish dog. KF8CIC.
KF8DRC, WATAP, what's going on, Jack?
Oh, nothing much. How about you? How you doing?
Well, I'm out of the house, taking a little ride, so, you know, at least I'm getting out. I try to get out of the house once a day.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I really do. It makes it so easy, you know, to get out of the house, move around a little bit.
I'm inside the car with a rubber duck right now.
Rubber duck is doing good. I'm with that 32 UV.
I'm on the Mini Kong. K1 Mini Kong. Roger.
Good, but you know what? Got a couple of cracklings just now. I don't know why.
Well, like I said, I'm inside the car and I'm moving, so about now.
Well, now the crackling went away. But it's sounding good.
Okay, I'm going to try to meet up for breakfast in the next couple weeks here, see what happens.
Also, that, I don't know what you're going to go to, a 12 mile or on Van Day. I don't know where we're going to be at. That's another thing. Wally set up 1 month there, and I don't even know what day is it.
If you go to the 12-mile one, I'll probably make it to the 12-mile.
Go to the one on what they call it, Van Dyke. It's on Van Dyke and I believe 30 mile or 32 miles somewhere in that restaurant.
Yeah, it's a little too far. Can you go to UMP repeater? I might be able to get into the UMP repeater a little bit better.
All right, I'm gone.
WATAPQSY.
Eric, you still out there? That repeater is dead.
You're right,
it is.
Oh, well. Okay.
That repeater used to work good.
Yes, I see.
to put an antenna on this car pretty quick. I'll talk to you a little bit later on. I gotta run, so nice talking to you. Have a good one. WAEAP.
Harry, take care. KF8DIC, clear.
We back online. WAEAP testing UMP. Anybody listening? Check here.
KFB, KFB. All right, copy.
All right, it's W8FU. I'm testing on the Mount Clemens. What repeater are you on?
I am on a clear node connected to the 48372, I think. I'm not sure of the number, but the main clear node number.
All right, that's enough. That tells me that this repeater is back on the network. All right, very good. Thank you.
KF80FB, I'm clear.
K8YNU-NAWRO.
Connected to CMN Network.
Our repeater's back on. At least there was a Morse code beep.
Yes, it is. Didn't know it was off until I heard Eric and Jack talking, so we bumped it. And it's back.
My radio switched over here. Eric was telling me that it was down, and then I was answering him because I heard the Morse code beep. So, and I think I accidentally transmitted over here, but it'd be cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known, except for I heard him say it. Him and Jack were talking on it, on the system, and I heard him mention it. So I went and checked and went, I'll be damned. And so put in the reboot, and she came right back. So shrug. Done that once or twice before. So not the first time, but it doesn't happen a lot. Anywho,
Yeah, I'm just on the, I got a 2x4 antenna on the cookie sheet. So it's wavering, it's like S9, between S9 and plus 20, so. But sounding good now. Yeah, I don't know if it was down yesterday. I was trying to get in yesterday, too, but I figured I was out of range.
I think I was on it yesterday. Not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I was. So I don't know when it did whatever it is it did. All right, anyhow, I'll let you get back to it. Just let those guys know it. Had I known earlier than that, would have gave it a bump. That'll be it, a few.
Alrighty, I appreciate it. It's the closest one to me. Talk to you later, CFADA.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCAJO.
KF8DPZ. How you doing, Tom? Driving home?
Yes, sir, from Battle Creek.
You're just now headed home from there.
Oh, no, I'm 17 miles from home. I'm over in, I don't know, Lapeer County. I already got into Hamlet City. I think I'm coming up on KPAC.
Did you wave it by it while you drove by his house?
Who? Wave to who? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Did you wave to Wyatt as you drove past his house?
No, I didn't.
You're usually quicker on the uptake on that. You must be tired.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to be this late over in Battle Creek, but I had 9 controllers decided to take a dive on me as they're trying to program 1. The encryption got messed up, so me and the coworker had to do a quick thinking to get it back online, and it's just about 4 hours.
Yeah, that would make for a long day. Glad it's over with for you.
Yeah, and I got a
You're a little cocky.
I got to go to Farmington Hills tomorrow, and then when I'm done there, co-workers, getting somewhere else at a vendor meeting, there's something else that pops up and throws, pops up in our face. And if I go out to Grand Rapids now to the Gerald Ford Airport, take care of a client, then we got to finish up over there.
And that already sounds like a long day. Jeez.
Yeah,
something on Thursday. We got to do Benton Harbor or Benton Township. Actually, Hagar, H-A-G-A-R. I will put a camera up there. So that's Thursday's adventure.
Isn't that all the way over on the west side of the state? I know Benton Harbor is.
Yeah, well... Yeah, it was supposed to be, today we were going to do Battle Creek one, which only should have taken a couple hours, and ended up taking us the entire day and then some. But if it didn't, we were supposed to, go to Grand Rapids, take care of the one at the Grand Rapids Airport, and then, head home. And then tomorrow was just going to be local work, but that didn't happen.
Clearly. Oh, man. Yeah, no offense, but I wouldn't want to be you right now.
Well, to top that off, we've talked to, what, 6-7 other technicians from 8 different states over the past, you know, yesterday and today. And, yeah. We did our work yesterday morning, and the two that we had, and then we had two from California, one from Massachusetts, two from Texas, and one from Wisconsin, all working on the same issues we were.
That sounds kind of odd. You guys got any idea what caused it?
Yeah, the encryption status for a certain level of encryption expired on the 18th of February.
Connected to CMN Network.
So, it was a licensing issue. That's what that sounds like to me.
No, it's an encryption level. It went from 1.2 to 1.3. 1.2 expired on the 18th of February, and these controllers only go as high as 1.2, but there's a workaround, so I had to do the workaround, and when I did the workaround, it takes them all down, and that was 8 of them, 3 hangers.
KF8FSQ, question.
Go ahead, FSQ. I'll take a standby.
Is the topic TLS, Transport Layer Security?
100%. Who's out there? I didn't hear it.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra Quebec. I have had my fair share of battles with TLS. My heart goes out to you, sir.
Yeah, why are you experiencing that stuff too, Mike, where TLS 1.2 is expiring?
This is news to me, but it is definitely exciting, especially since they have everybody renewing their certificates, like, what is it, every 3 hours or 3 minutes now? I can't keep track.
That's exactly what it is the certificate between the controller and the software expired February 18th, and those controllers cannot do TLS 1.3. So I had to go into system variables and encryption and change it from default to host encryption for 1.2, and everything came up after I did a little bit of trickery.
Trust the hosts. I get you. As long as that key store is up to date. I don't know if it's worth your time, but there is ACME. It's an automated protocol. I think they call it Flex Encrypt. It takes a lot of the pain in the butt out of it. But I don't know if that works for your infrastructure.
No, this is a high-end access software, and the manufacturer says, do this if this happens, if you can't upgrade the controllers, which 9 controllers at $3,000 a piece is $27,000. I don't think the client was going to go with that, and plus all special orders. So I went into the system variables, and I was able to change it from false, which made it to expire, to true for FIPS, and then reset all the controllers. Then they all came back online after I requested a new certificate from the server, and it's like, yay.
Yeah, it's always nice when the workaround works, but what are you going to do when you need a workaround for the workaround? yeah, you just hope that you're not around for that point, right? But, yeah, I get you. It's always going to be a pain in the butt, and I've definitely been in those situations where it's like, yeah, just call Oracle, and then Oracle sends you a 4,000-page essay on how to do something that should be relatively simple, but it's not. But, yeah, I guess I'll let you guys get back to your conversation. I just wanted to commiserate with you on these silly encryption standards. This is KF8FSQ.
Oh, you're fine, Mike. You can stay in the conversation. Cliff's out there. He's Ubering. Or not Ubering, but DoorDashing. And I've got about another 5 minutes before I'm home.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess I'll stick around for a bit. I just heard you guys chatting on the radio and figured I'd jump in there because I lived that life of the Linux admin and the, overseeing the domain controllers for the Microsoft folks, and then moving into observability and telling everybody when their certificate's expiring. And I'm hopefully leaving that life behind. We'll see. I'm moving into the architecture and design space, but with all these stupid AI things, people seem to think that we're not really useful now. But PLS, it stinks. I hope they figure out something better.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, actually, I am at home now. I am done dashing for the night. I made all the money that I wanted to. I actually did a pretty good evening. And no, I don't envy either one of you that sort of headaches. I have enough fun that way, messing with all the systems that I have here in my house. So with that, over to you, Tom.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, it's integrated into the software. And these are Gen 1 controllers, and they don't do the new 1.3 TLS encryption. Even if I can't even upgrade their firmware, it's lower. So that's not a viable option. But I'm able to get into it through this connection utility and say, hey, retrieve a new certificate from the server. And when I send it, then it picked it up and says, oh, okay, I'm good to go. I said, but I had to turn back on the expiration and put down don't expire. And like I said, the way I had to do it, it was like 10 different procedures I had to do. But now I know it by heart, so next time I run into it, it'll be done. But hopefully the other locations that have this issue have IT people that will do it, and I don't even touch the software.
Now these days, you hope the IT people just automate it, but there's always those controllers that are older than dirt, and then the guy from college doesn't understand what TLS 1.1 is versus the 1.3 or SSL or anything else, right? So thank God for the graybeards like you come in and save the day.
KF8DBZ. It seems like all of us old graybeards were constantly coming in and saving the day because, the newer generation doesn't know about the things that went before that made the foundation for what they get to play with today. Yeah, I'm familiar with doing that, too. have no explanation. Well, this is how it was back then, and you got to do this, this, and this with it to make all this stuff work. So we get all the fun.
Well, my coworker and I, we didn't know anything about it until last week when we were at a site that one controller out of the 12 that were there wasn't coming back online. And then we got a cut sheet from corporate. It says, here, this is what you got to do. It's like, oh. So we had to do the workaround on that. But the drawback is they were doing the updates. And not only did they take the one controller down that we were working on for a gate, but there were 300 sites that all went down at the same time, and they're all scrambling. And it's just one after another, and slowly things are coming back online. And the other one was Monday. With an entire financial institution that experienced the same issue. But theirs has newer equipment, and we're just making the switch, and it's done, and then we're all good to go.
I don't know who it's going to. I think it was the Basher fellow. I didn't catch his call.
Oh, that's okay, Mike, because I'm about ready to pull up to my QTH. So I'll say, after a 13-hour service day, 73 to you and to Cliff. And I'm going to say 73 from Casey K. Jill on your final.
All righty, Captain. You
did some rest.
73s to you and Mike as well.
Get those eyes closed, fake, get rid of that easy term burn, what I used to call it, from staring at the terminal for too long. Sounds like a rough day. I don't know who else was in the conversation. I know there was a Cliff. You reminded me of his name. I don't know who else joined, though, so I'll pass it over to whoever that was. This is KF8 FSQ.
Yeah, that was Cliff. You guys doubled, but I got both your conversations. So have a good night, guys. I'll talk to you in the morning when I get out on the road again. 73, KCKGO, out.
All right, copy that. Copy that, Tom. Have a good evening. And just so you know, to remind you, yes, my name is Cliff, and my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu.
Delta Papa Zulu, D-E-Z, I like that, that's a good one. It's a lot easier to say than FSQ, FSQ. I try to say Final Side Quest when I'm going quick, or the old Foxtrot, or all that.
Yeah, sometimes we get one that rolls off the tongue, and sometimes we don't. I'm actually still a little envious of Jack. Because as far as I'm concerned, he got the coolest call sign out of all of us. His is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Romeo Charlie, and we told him to just say Detroit Rock City.
I love it. Detroit Rock City. That's amazing. Yeah, Jack definitely got a good one. I feel like I've known Jack for so long, but I've never actually had a full QSO with him. I think I maybe had a half QSO with him conversation over GMRS like 4 years ago, and yeah, he's a celebrity around these parts, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit, definitely. That's how I met him. I've had a GMRS license for coming up on 5 years now, I think, and spent quite a bit of time yakking there, and that's how I got to know him a little bit. And then I decided last year to punch my ham ticket, and here we are.
Or when you finish the exam there.
Almost exactly a year ago, I punched my ham ticket, if I remember correctly, back to last March, I think like on the 18th or something like that.
I got mine on the 2nd of February, but my GMRS, oh man, that goes back to, probably, I think I got it 2019, because I had a lot of time in 2020 for some reason to plan for radio, but yeah, it's
it's been a long journey. I kind of fell out of it, and then last year I was playing with the SDRs and scanning around on the P25s and the D-Stars and all that fun stuff. I said to myself, well, maybe I should get the tech at least at some point in my life. So, yeah, last few weeks have been a lot of fun playing around on analog at least. I'm still trying to figure out the digital side of things. That's where I'm at, though.
Well, once you get that digital up and running, in terms of audio quality, it is a world of difference. We're used to hearing a little background noise here in analog, sometimes some static, popcorn, things like that. Sometimes it really starts falling apart. One of the interesting things about digital is that there is no background noise whatsoever. You're either there or you're not, or you're on that fine line where your voice digitizes and you sound like Matt's headroom.
Headroom, I love it. So I admittedly purchased a DMR Pi-Star hotspot, so I kind of jumped the gun on that one, thinking that I would be able to quickly find a talk group very easily within my area on Grandmeister. I was mistaken.
Yeah, oops. That's all right. Yeah, there's some Grandmeister around here, but there's also a pretty healthy Tier 1 and Tier 2 DMR network here, too, that Central Michigan Emergency Network has set up. There's like 35 repeaters on it.
Yeah, I saw there's one up there in Fenton. I must not have been catching the net, but I have a DMR radio, so I'll probably be screaming around when I'm in the area. But yeah, it's not, oh man, it is not something for the lighthearted. I managed to set up an all-star node with less pain. but yeah, it's cool. If you can get digital to work, it is almost like having a phone conversation or a conversation over the old TeamSpeak.
Yes, it is. It is clean and clear, and from what I understand, because I only mess around actually in the DMR version of digital, but the other ones out there, like P25 and C4FM and all that stuff, they all have the same level of audio quality. It's just that it's spotless.
Yeah, I'm able to listen in on the EMT fire, some of the county road commission guys. I can hear the salt crews. All of them are on digital, and it's relatively quick and easy for me to set up with RTL SDR, and I can't remember what the digital trunking software is, but I'll have to look that up.
KF8DBZ. At some point, I'm going to try that to where I can start listening to the other stuff that's in the area. But for right now, I'm worried about the amateur side of it more than anything else.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is that was my entry point, right? So now I'm trying to figure out how to get back there. But obviously, the emergency networks in that regard are listen only. I am not licensed to work on those. Just listen.
Hey, but at least you get to listen. You got a bit more on me on there on that one. And on the other side of it, I have a handful of working DMR radios.
Yeah, you have a good point. I'll have to do a knowledge transfer with you sometime then, in that case, because if I remember correctly, the setup was pretty straightforward, getting the SDR trunking software to listen in on some of those emergency networks. So maybe I can find an old tutorial, or maybe it's still buried in my 400,000 tabs here in Firefox. yeah, I'll get back to you on that for sure.
copy that. Sounds like a fair trade for me. In return, I can help you get your digital radio set up so you can get onto the CMN network.
Yeah, that's if I don't figure it out for myself. go ahead with your call sign phonetically one more time, though, just so I can get it down.
Not a problem. It is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu.
All right, yep. It's Delta Papa Zulu. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't Dragon Ball Z. But, yeah, for sure. I'll look you up on QRZ, if that's where you're at. Otherwise, I'll just call out once I figure out a way to send you some new information here.
Sounds like a plan to me. My email address is there on QRZ, and it's valid. So, yeah, that's another valid way to get a hold of me.
Roger, roger. All right, cool. That's sounds good. I'll send you what I have in my notes. I probably have a YouTube video or two, and then maybe a config for the SDR software. Random question, are you a Windows, Mac, or Linux user?
Currently, right now, it's primarily Windows. Years ago when I used to run servers out of my house, believe it or not, I was actually running Novell NetWare for that. The only Linux machine I have in the house right now resides on a USB stick. It's a Tails machine.
Yeah, Tails might be rough. Virtual machine on Windows might be an option. Most of my setup is running off of a Debian Intel NUC, so if I can't find alternatives, I guess I'll have to try to find a different direction for you to go in.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, maybe running a virtual machine or maybe setting up one of my spares I get around here as a dual boot or something like that. I haven't done that in a while either. Because, you know, Windows, you have to put it on first and then go back and install Linux so you can get a dual boot. Because if you do it the other way around, Windows has the one true boot loader. And you install it and all your Linux work just goes poof.
Yeah, God forbid you don't give Microsoft your email address for a OneDrive account.
I gave them my Hotmail address. But no, they don't have any of my other ones.
Yeah, it's silly to me. It's you know, the in-crapification effect, it's really getting sad when it comes to Microsoft. I remember as a service at the retail chain I used to work at when I was a much younger man, we would offer removing all of the bloatware from your laptop. Well, now Windows is the bloatware.
Yeah, it is. This Hewlett-Packard little all-in-one netbook that I've got kind of thing. Fold it in half the other way around, turn it into a tablet and stuff like that. Neat little gadget, actually. Got 118 gig of flash storage. And it keeps yelling at me about getting too full of this, that, and the other thing. And I look, and most of the space is being taken up with software, and most of the software is Microsoft. But I'm running out of storage.
Yeah, sounds like classic Windows side-by-side folders. I want to look into that. There might be a couple tools out there that can clean up those hidden Windows Microsoft folders that are usually just update caches that are just useless crap.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I actually did just go through and do a whole lot of cleaning and stuff like that, and then I just waded through the list of installed software, and I'm gone, I don't use that, I don't use that, I don't use that, and I don't use that, and the bulk of what I pulled out without breaking the OS was all Microsoft stuff.
Isn't that something? Wow. It's almost like you're the product.
What do you mean, almost? Corporations have seen us as cattle for literally centuries, and you know that.
Hey, you know, as long as I'll be a millionaire someday, I don't care. I'll bend over.
And they are doing everything in their power to keep us from even being able to do that. They want to slap, bust it, broke, and work until we're dead.
Well, to that, all I gotta say is, God bless amateur radio. Probably one of the last free places I've been able to find.
And that's why I'm glad to see, like, people like you who were into it coming back to it, you know. I was, you know, big on CB back when I was a kid, and then I kind of got away from radio for a while, and then I came back to it first with TMRS and then with this, and, yeah. I'm very, very happy that ham radio is still out there. And, yes, it's one of the few free things left that basically your only expense in communicating with other people is setting up your hardware. And after that, it's the cost of the electricity.
Yep, that's the beauty of it. That's what, that's definitely one thing that really makes me interested in it, especially when it comes to getting my general, being able to get those DXs out there and being able to reach out and touch people in different nations potentially is fascinating, because if I'm able to do that from my backyard, it's a lot more empowering than worrying about what happens when the power goes out and I have no internet.
And no internet, no cell service, you know, all that stuff falls down, we will still have this, because all you have to do is come up with the electricity to run stuff. I got backup generator here for that sort of thing, and I will be good to go if anything like that happens.
Can't say FSD for ID. Yeah, I plan on probably hooking my bike up to some kind of generator, just pedaling really, really fast. I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to figure that out, the backup power situation right here. But I have a mobile unit in my car, so at least that'll put me on the radio for a few minutes before the apocalypse hits. But, yeah, I think I'm going to have to make this my final... I'll pass it over to you, though. But, yeah, 73s, this was a great conversation. I'll get back to you on some of those software for getting into the SDR trunking kind of stuff. Yeah, thank you.
Now, thank you for getting to send that information to me. I definitely appreciate it. And it's been pretty cool talking with you as well. Hope you have a good evening and that you get some sleep tonight. And I'll say 73s to you as well. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. Clear and monitoring after your final.
Yep, I'll get back to you on that. As for being an insomniac, that's unavoidable. too many hours spent on call and operations and IT. But yep, it was a good conversation. I'll catch you later. 73,
KF8
FSQ clear.
KF8 DPZ.
This is 8HI Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.